Good morning, GCC. Now that I'm spotlighted, I see how short my haircut is. I try to do it myself. And at first, it was really good. I thought my wife really liked it, but there was a small area in the back that was imperfect, and I tried to fix it, and I made more mistake, and it became like this. Coronavirus prevents us from meeting in a building, but our worship, our relationship, our love for God and one another will not be limited by a building. The limitation of the building will not stop his children from worshiping God with one heart, one spirit, and one voice. You know, my challenge to you, GCC, is this, that it is not attendance in the building that shows your faithfulness to God, but is your daily lives, your daily life that will show your faithfulness. You know, today I want to give a message, and I titled it No Regret. We naturally believe God moves during powerful time of worship, when there's freedom, where there's joy, where there's abundance. But we also need to believe as a church that God moves in our loneliness, in isolation, in sickness, when we feel weak, when things are uncertain, and when we are scared. In difficult time, there's a promise as a disciple of Jesus that we need to hold on to. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it says, "Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles." The Bible says God comforts us in not 90% of our trouble, not 98%, but God comforts us in all our troubles. You know, yes, we know that God is with us when things are working out, when there's a breakthrough, when there's victory. But during this great crisis, we need to believe as a disciple of Jesus that God is with us when I am alone, when sick, when I am afraid. Believe God will do his greatest work as the whole world is being shaken right now. As we hear of death, as we see people getting sick, when you and I get sick, as we hear the word coronavirus again and again, let's believe together, GCC, God comforts us in all our trouble. You know, a few months ago, I gave this sermon before the pandemic hit America. I gave a sermon on revival, and this is what I said. I said, revival is not going to come because of the government. It is not going to come through righteous legislation. The revival is not going to come through school system. It's not going to come through the media. And definitely, it's not going to come through the stock market. You know, I said, revival will come in the midst of pain, suffering, trials, when there's a shaking, when you and I feel weak, when there's spiritual attack. You know, after I preach this sermon, there is a shaking in the world, in nations, in our church, in our home, and in our heart. During this difficult season, you know, I'm having a deeper encounter with God. It's not happening because I feel strong, because I'm not that smart, you know, or righteous. In this season of weakness, God is teaching me about power. I'm not talking about worldly power or human power, but God's power. And what I realize about God's power, it is in my weakness that I understand God's power. To understand this kind of power, you have to hit a wall, God's power. You have to take this journey of powerlessness. It is in that journey that you know how to handle God's power. In my weakness, in this journey of powerlessness, God is slowly revealing himself to me. You know, in my strength, you know, what I see a lot of time is not God. In my strength, I see myself. I see my personality. I see technology. I see production. I see numbers. But in my weakness, during this time of weakness, I am encountering God's kindness, His goodness, His patience, and His love. You know, we just went through the Passion Week. The greatest transformation, greatest miracle, greatest deliverance, and the most greatest power, it was not when thousands were gathered to hear Jesus' sermon. It was not when people were singing Hosanna as Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. The greatest transformation, the greatest miracle, the greatest deliverance, the greatest power was released in the death of Jesus Christ. When the disciples were hiding, when there was a demonic activity going on all around them, when the greatest injustice was done, a sinless Son of God was crucified. It wasn't on Palm Sunday when the whole city was joyful, when the whole city was dancing, when the whole city was singing. It was on Friday when darkness covered the sun, when the city was crying out, crucify him. When Jesus went to the cross, greatest work of God was done. God paid the penalty for our sin. God gave us eternal life. God gave us new life. The old is gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, our temporary and momentary trouble will not last. This isolation will not last. It might last one more month, maybe 2 months, maybe even longer, but it is not going to last. But when it passes, my challenge to you, GCC, is that you will have no regret. And I know this is difficult, but you know, the screen next to you, say to them, let's have no regret. Okay? Let's have no regret. Okay? You know, once this crisis passes, and when you look back to today, let's make sure that you won't say, I was foolish to think that. I was foolish to do that. I was foolish to feel that. I was foolish to believe in that. I wish I didn't act like that. I wish I didn't do that. My challenge to you, GCC, is that let's have no regret once this passed and when we look back. There are so many things we can't control amid the coronavirus. We can't control when the isolation will lift. We can't control the fake news that we hear everywhere. We can't control the government. We can't control, but we can control church. We can control what we put our faith in. And let's put our faith in Jesus during this time. And to put our faith in Jesus, the Bible says, during the time of trial, don't resent the trial that you're going through. James chapter 1 says, consider it pure joy. Right? Pure, not as a duty, but consider it pure joy. You got to understand what God is doing in the midst of your trial. Consider it pure joy when you face trials. My interpretation of this passage, this verse is, don't resent the problem that you are facing. Church, don't resent the problem that you're facing. Because the Bible says in 1 Peter 4, do not be surprised at the fury trial that you're going through. What is the Bible saying? That in this broken world, right, in this broken world where you're broken and I'm broken, you know, nothing works right. The weather, the economy, you know, our plans. You know, in this broken world, problem is not a choice. Nobody has a monopoly on problem. We will all get hit with difficulties. We will all get hit with trials. There will be problems in all our life. And this is a broken world. People are broken. And no one is immune to problem. No one is exempt. And today, the whole world is being hit with COVID-19. And during this crisis, we can focus to do the wrong thing, you know, and the difficulty will crush us. Or obey James 1. Can we be joyful? Right? Don't resent the problem that you're facing. Meaning, what does it mean be joyful? It doesn't mean act and pretend. That's not what it means. When you are joyful, when you don't resent the problem, what James 1 is saying is learn from the difficulty. Overcome it. Graduate from it. You know, if you got a degree, you graduated with a degree, it means that you went through a challenge. Right? And when if you went through a challenge and you graduated and you got that degree, that means you went through a difficult time. It was hard. And that degree, because of that difficulty, means something to you. Grow from it. That's what it's saying when it say, be joyful in the midst of all the trials that you're going through. If you are joyful in trial, and if you don't resent it, this is what it means that we're saying we're going to do. Not pretend, right? Not act, not perform. It means that you and I will choose to do the right thing in the midst of the trial. And in James 1, it says, when you do that, there's going to be great fruits, right? Your faith is going to grow in James 1. You will develop endurance. You will mature in your character. And the Bible says you will lack nothing. There will be a great transformation. You're going to walk in authority. You're going to walk in power. In dark time, as a disciple of Jesus, we need to believe this. In dark time, God reveals himself. See, when you have everything you want, you don't need God. When you are comfortable, you don't need God. When you are healthy, you don't need God. It is times such as this. The church needs to rise up. We need God in our heart. We need God in our home. We need God in our city. We need God in our nation. We need God in this world. So my challenge to you, GCC, let's be different. Let's be that light that's up on a hill. Let's be that light in the midst of the darkness. Before, in dark time, most would get depressed. They would blame. They would rebel. Some would get drunk. Some would close their heart. But my challenge to GCC, not this time. You have to say, as a church, it is going to be different. Before, you would neglect your spiritual life when it got difficult. Let's be different during this season of crisis. Strengthen your spiritual life. Don't be on the fence anymore about your relationship with God. The Bible says, seek and you will find. Ask and you will receive. Knock, and the door will be open. During this season, during this crisis, let's get your prayer life in order. Let's start meditating on the Word of God. Let's have our daily devotion. Let's take responsibility. Instead of blaming everybody else for your relationship with God, let's take responsibility for your spiritual life. My challenge to the families, as you get together, now, you're at home with your family, with your spouse, with your child, with your children. Let's garden your home. This was a challenge that I gave to my church because my church is a family church. When I say garden your home, I don't mean your backyard. This is the time to build your communication with your spouse. Have quality time with child. Husband, show your wife love. Wives, show your husband respect. This is the time to be one. During difficult times is what I call you're put into this fire, right? But not to burn you up. It's called a refining fire. It's like a pressure, a pressure that squeezes out what is inside of you. Inside of you is the work that God is doing, the Holy Spirit is doing in you, and it's very precious. But there's also sin. There's hidden sin. There's also spiritual attack. There's bondage. There's impurities. And during this trial, what God wants to do is put you in a refining fire that will burn all the impurities. What God wants to do is redeem you. And how does he redeem you? Through this trial, all the bad things are going to come to the surface. It's going to come out. It wasn't the coronavirus that's bringing it up. You always had it. Some of you have been carrying some of the stronghold, some of the old things for 20, 30, 40 years. And during this trial, it will come to the surface. But see, what will be squeezed out during this crisis will be anger. There will be bitterness. There will be fear. There will be shame and rejection and pain and hurt. There will be hidden sins. There will be depression and hopelessness. Now, when those things come out, when the Bible says be joyful, it's asking you to believe God is not out to get you. God is bringing those things to the surface so that he could heal you, so that he could deliver you, so he could cleanse you, he could redeem and sanctify you. In the dark time, we can turn to, evil desire, or we can turn to God. You know, James 1 says evil desire leads to ultimately death. But during the trial, if you turn to God, there will be perseverance, there will be maturity, there will be faith. You will lack nothing. There will be great breakthrough. During dark time, the devil will come and make you focus on things that will hurt you, that will steal from you, that will keep you in bondage. God wants to do something new in you during this time of crisis. The enemy comes in and offers you things that will keep you in bondage. The Lord comes in and offers comfort, healing, freedom, and a new life. The devil uses your failure to condemn you, to bring shame and guilt. God turns your failure into forgiveness, cleansing, redemption, and renewal. The devil uses hurt people to hurt more people. God can use hurt people to help people, to heal you and to help people. The very thing that will come out during this crisis you hate the most, God wants to come in and touch and redeem and renew and anoint you. You know, anyone can bring good out of good. God can use the bad to bring good. That's what the Bible says. The devil uses trial to tempt and bring death. God uses trial to strengthen you. James 1 says, so that you will lack nothing. My challenge to you, GCC, let's stop saying I can't do it. Yeah. You have a choice. You and I have a choice. We let the difficulty overcome us, or we overcome it in Christ. It is a choice. Because I have a family church, I could see it on Sundays. You know, there will be couples, married couples coming to church. And a lot of them, I don't know why it is, but before church, they will get into this heated argument. I think it's spiritual attack or something, you know. They will get into this heated argument, you know, on the way to church. But this always happens. I'll see it, you know. I didn't know, you know, when they come into church, but afterward they'll tell me, you know, we got into this argument, Pastor Sam, you know. But when they come in, right, during the commute, they will be angry. They will say things to each other that will hurt each other. They will speak unknowingly lies. Both, you know, there will be demonic influence in that cadre. They will get depressed. But the moment they come into church, right, it happens, they change. There's a transformation. They're worshiping. They're smiling. You know, they're praying when everybody else is praying, and they're being friendly to other people. What does that tell me? Right? That this tells me that you can make a choice during this time. You can make a choice. You know, Korea is thought to be one country that's a model in handling COVID-19 crisis, Korea. They were prepared in the testing. The hospital was prepared. They used technology. They were very prepared with technology, with masks, and they knew what to do when coronavirus hit Korea. Why was Korea prepared? It was because Korea was hit with SARS outbreak in 2003, and they were hit with MERS outbreak in 2015. During that time of crisis as a nation, they didn't blame, they didn't shame, they didn't fight one another, they didn't get comfortable. What did they do? Right? They prepare for the next outbreak. They prepare for the next outbreak. During this coronavirus season, you know, we are put in the fire. Impurities will come out. Let's make the right choice. We will not be caught off guard. We will change. We will thrive. We will grow. After the season pass, GCC, if you do the right thing, if you put your faith in Jesus during this time, you're going to become stronger as a church. You'll be more powerful. There will be greater authority on this church. There will be more love. Faith, you know, you will have this faith that will move mountains. You will be more fruitful. There will be more oneness. We will be able to carry the revival God has for us in our community and the nations. And the church said, amen. You know, Chad, you know, let's worship. Jesus is in your room. Jesus is right next to you. And at the same time, you know, the demonic is trying to influence you too. There are things that's going on today in your life. You can be overcome by it, or you could overcome it in Christ. And my challenge to you, if, you know, after this thing pass, you're going to look back. And when you look back, if you have no regret, it's because you choose Jesus instead of the lies, instead of shame, instead of the bitterness. You can go up and down with social media. You can go up and down with the news. You can go up and down with how you feel. You can go up and down depending on the circumstances. You can go up and down depending on people's opinion. But during this crisis, Jesus is your anchor. Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He knows everything that you're going through. He cares about what you're going through. And God has the power to change what you're going through. God will never stop loving you. God's plan is always better than my plan. What's the use? You know, you sing that, you teach that, when you're comfortable, when you get what you want. No, this is the time to to proclaim that truth and live out that truth. So, GCC, dedicate yourself to Jesus during this crisis. Chad,